Baba Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis. Mishnah says, Lo yita adam ilan samach l'stei chaveiro. Person should not plant a tree next to his friend's field, ela imkein hirchik mimenu arba amos, unless he distances himself from his friend's field by 4 amos. And this is true, echad gefanim, vechad kol ilan. This is true whether or not it's gefanim, where there could potentially be a kilayim problem of mixing the geffen with the other items, or on the other tree. And that's the reason for this is because we don't want you to have to, when you want to be choresh, when you want to plow around your tree, you shouldn't have to end up going into your friend's field. You need at least 4 amos in order to plow next to your tree. Now, haya geder bintayim, if there was a fence, though, in between the two fields, zeh samach lagadar mikan, zeh samach lagadar mikan. Each one of the parties can plant their various items, whether it's a tree or other things, produce, up against the getter, up against the fence. The fence is enough. You don't need any distance when you have a fence. Now, hayu shirashim yotzim l'soch shel chavero. Let's say a person has a tree, and let's say there's a fence, and or if there's not a fence, but he's got a tree next to his friend's field where he's growing, let's say, wheat, and the shirashim, the roots of that tree, go into his friend's field. So, mamik shloshu tvachim, the friend who has the field, who's planting, let's say, wheat, he can plow down to a distance of 3 tvachim, even though it's going to cut off some of the tree's roots, and that's kadesh le'akim v'samach reishim, because he needs at least 3 tvachim, so it should not get in the way of his plow when he wants to plow his wheat field. Now, hayachofer bor shiach ma'ara, if he was planting something, he was digging something very deep in his field, instead of having a wheat field, he decided he wants to dig a pit or a different size pit. Shiach is long and thin. Ma'ara is actually a covered pit. Kotzeitz v'yored, he can cut and go down as deep as he wants, even though he's cutting into his friend's shrashim, his friend's roots. V'eitzim shalo, and the eitzim belong to him. However, the Gemara says that this idea that the eitzim belong to the person who has the field, who is digging a pit, that's only if they're digging at least 16 amos away from the tree. Because only when you're that far away do we say that the tree's roots are not getting nutrition from the tree itself. But if it's within 16 amos, you cannot keep the person in the field who owns the field cannot keep the shrashim, he cannot keep the roots, because the roots are being nourished from the tree, and therefore he'd have to give the wood of the roots that could be used for burning or whatever, he has to give those to the owner of the tree.